37th parallel on America's haunted highway, it's Pixelated Paranormal, your guide to the unusual and the strange.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Pixelated Paranormal. This should be, if my calculations are correct, episode 336, and your boys are having a little drinky drink and discussing the unusual and the strange. I, of course, am Sean, and with me, as always, is Preston. Preston, buddy, besides wearing your conspiracy theorist glasses, how are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm doing all right, and you know, I'm getting some ink tomorrow.
Oh, very cool, man. Very cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm excited to see how that turns out, dude.
Got alcohol in me. Got a wooden penis on my wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you point to that to the audience there? I, of course, gave Preston a very, very nice new bottle opener Shayla.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
You're disgusting. Yeah. Shayla and I got Preston and Jeffrey a very ornamental bottle opener from Nassau in the Bahamas on our cruise. Looky there. Too hot for TV. Yeah. I guess it could be an ambiguous little soldier, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It's a naked little soldier.
It's a nice, little stumpy dick. I like it.
Stumpy. That's what you called it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Nassau, and all we got was a lousy bag of dicks. I think I bought 5 of those.
Yeah.
Total.
You can't go wrong with dicks.
Yeah, yeah. Always a good decision. Well, as promised on last episode, I mentioned a quick change of format. We're going to do a news-heavy episode once a month, a couple good old-fashioned weird topic episodes, and then a movie review episode once a month as well. Probably starting movies, what, next month?
Yeah, why not?
Sweet.
Give us a couple episodes to figure out which one we're going to hit first. What's up, Jeremy? Buddy, old pal. He's over on the YouTubers. He says, hi, Sean.
Oh, Shane. What's up, buddy? Yeah, good stuff. Well, on this episode, Shayla and I just got through watching the new movie Oddity, and it happens to be about a couple's strange encounter with a bizarre humanoid being. So I thought, knowing we were going to watch that, why not have a fun little episode about 17 encounters with bizarre humanoids? Of course, we're going to be pulling this off of Ranker, reading it blind on this episode as well, because that's what we do. I swear on everything holy and not holy.
Reading it blind, reading it drunk.
Yeah. I've got a topic. It's true crime. It's pretty cool. And I swear to you, every time I'm done, like another article pops up on my feed, just going deeper and deeper, and I just discovered a deeper descriptions as to what happened to some of these victims. So next week, I swear, we will be reading that episode to you guys. But we thought, what the hell? We might as well just cover some bizarre stories of unusual experiences and encounters with humanoid creatures.
Yeah.
And I think we'll do this the old-fashioned way, and we'll just go every other story. Some of these are long, some are short. That joke's too easy. We're much better than that. And at the top, I got to thank and acknowledge Amanda Seedlack Hevener from Ranker.com. This article coming from September 2nd, 2020. So to kick things off, the fear of the unknown has fueled many a person and many a nightmare for centuries. Most peculiarly, you have to ask yourself, what happens when the unexplainable looks a little familiar? Not merely just frightening, but what happens when something you see is humanoid in nature, but paranormal as well? For ages, different accounts claim to have run across creatures that resemble humans, yet are anything but. Are these creatures from Earth or even this dimension? What's their business waltzing around bipedal on two legs? Well, I don't know the answer to those questions, but what I do have here are 17 startling tales of humanoid encounters. So let's get on with it, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Jeremy, saying Sean and Sheen is the alternate spelling of Sean is like saying tomato and tomato. So I need you to put your nerd dick back in your pants. This is not a pissing contest.
Why did you pronounce it Sheen when it's S-E-A-N? Yeah, Jeremy's got it right here. Preston, you goofus. Yeah. Sean is an alternative spelling of Sean. Christ on a cracker. Yeah.
I just haven't seen Jeremy in 3 weeks, so I'm just going to talk mad shit.
That's fine.
Yeah.
This is the easiest name to pronounce, but it's on brand, so why would we start pronouncing shit correctly now?
Yeah, fuck it.
Kicking things off, we're going to start off with abducted while camping. 3 months ago, I was camping with a friend in a very remote part of Northern California. I'm a massive wilderness junkie, and I've been camping all my life, and I spend much of my free time hiking, rock climbing, hunting, etc., etc. Well, a buddy of mine, who also enjoys the outdoors, wanted to head up to the Sierras for a weekend and asked me to go with him. This was our second night, and we were sitting around by the fire, and we weren't staying at the campsite, and we hiked about 10 miles from our cars to a clearing with a beautiful view that he had stayed at once before. At around 10 p.m., my buddy was getting tired and fell asleep in his tent. I wanted to stay up for a while, and about 45 minutes after he went to bed, I saw this object coming up from the valley below. It was a basic flying saucer shape with multiple circular lights rotating around the edges that changed colors over and over. I was absolutely shocked. I watched it for maybe 15 seconds, then I decided to wake him up so he could see it and wouldn't think I was crazy. I stood up, and when I looked back towards it, the thing was gone. So I called out his name, and this is when everything got really fucked up. I didn't hear my own voice when I called out. Everything was completely silent. I could move my eyes around, but my body was completely frozen. I remember seeing the campfire that had too gone frozen, and everything looked like a picture, like time had stopped. Then there was a flash of light, and I blacked out. I woke up later just as the sun was starting to rise, and I was outside, laying in the dirt, shivering, next to a fire that had long since burned out. I felt like I had been drugged, totally in a haze. I was sluggish, and I yelled out my friend's name a couple times, and he finally came out of his tent. He was really confused, to say the least. I tried to explain what happened, but my memory was really foggy, and I just couldn't articulate it. We left within 30 minutes, and I was totally silent on the ride back, falling in and out of sleep for 7 hours. He dropped me off at my house, and I passed out for basically an entire day. A few weeks later, I was messing around with an amp, and it released this static ooh sound when I unplugged it from my guitar. For some reason, this sound somehow triggered a memory, and I remembered everything. When I came back into consciousness, I had been suspended, literally, in this circular mechanism in a position very similar to Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. These clear glass-like shackle-type restraints were holding me in place, and I was completely nude. Standing above me were your three typical gray aliens. They were around 4 feet tall, wearing white spandex-like suits. Two were just standing there, observing. The other, who was extracting blood from a vein under my armpit with this weird-looking syringe. Although they didn't show any real reaction, I could tell that they were surprised I was suddenly awake. I couldn't move at all except for my eyes and my lips. I was absolutely terrified, in a sort of fight-or-flight mode, and my heart was pounding with an influx of adrenaline. I can't even begin to tell you how scared I was, but I also felt total rage. I wanted to kill them. I wanted to rip out this device and completely destroy them. My brain turned primal, just like an animal instinct, and I could just tell they could sense my anger because they all stepped back simultaneously. I'm 6'3 and 185 pounds, and I was hoping I looked as threatening as possible, which is silly because I was totally paralyzed, therefore completely harmless. Two of them disappeared from my view and presumably left the room. The other was just staring at me, void of any emotion. I wanted so badly just to shut my eyes, but I forced myself to stare right back, trying my hardest not to blink. Then, the two others came back in, and now they weren't alone. And I honestly couldn't believe my eyes, because standing behind them were two very tall, human-looking beings. One male, one female, and they looked like Norse gods, with bright golden hair and massive eyes. The males were dark blue, and the females were violet. Preston, what do you think, buddy? So far, what are we dealing with here?
The Nords.
The Nordics. I suppose they are what the UFO community refer to as the Nordics. This was quite bizarre to me.
Nailed it. I called that one.
Now, my family descended from Sweden, and I am very Nordic looking. Blonde hair, blue eyes, the works. And I know this is cliche, but I heard a feminine voice in my mind, and for some reason...
Here's the thing, Swedish people, if you're listening.
Jeez, here we go.
Yeah. On a galactic scale, you're like a six, which... And
what the fuck?
Yeah, you're just a six. Now, in normal, like, everyday earthling scales, I'll give it to you. A lot of you guys and gals... an 8 or 9. I'm not going to lie. But on a galactic scale, you're a 6. You're not like the other Nordics out there. The Nordics on a galactic scale are just drop dead 10s. All right? You ain't got what those Nordics got, if you know what I'm saying.
I really appreciate you ranking people's attractiveness on the podcast. Outstanding.
Yeah. I gave him a bone and
you
like
gave him a six.
Yeah, but
how is that a bone?
That's a galactic scale. I'm talking like
a galactic six.
Yeah, a galactic six. An earthling. I said most of them are nines and tens. Like, I'm not gonna lie, but on a galactic scale, you ain't got what the real Nordics got. So simmer down.
I know this is cliche, but I heard a feminine voice in my head, and for some reason, I could understand what she was telling me. Although it wasn't like she was saying anything in English. She told me something like, "Be calm, you're not in danger." So I relaxed and asked her what they wanted with me. And she said they were just checking... booty. They said they were just checking up on me. And I practically blacked out after hearing that. I asked her what she meant, and she said that they had saved me when I first came into being. And immediately... I knew what they were talking about. See, I was born practically 2 months premature. My mother was horribly sick during labor, and we both had fevers of 104 degrees. The strange thing is, though, the doctors had absolutely no idea what was wrong with us. I was given 2 spinal taps, and my mother was given 3.
Yeah, that dollar stored Nordic DNA.
Good shit.
It's been watered down with that earthling stuff. It was a pity save, buddy.
You're probably batting at about a 3 right now on Preston's scale. I was born. Yeah. I spent 4 nights in that bubble housing ICU thing, and there was a decent chance I was going to die. Then one day, I started getting better and made a full recovery. The doctors were worried that the whole ordeal might have permanently damaged my body and possibly my brain. But I was totally fine. So I asked her, "Why did you save me?" And this time I heard a deep male voice saying, "This is a conversation for a later time." And I asked them if they were human, to which the voice said, "No." I was really confused after this, considering they looked pretty human to me. I asked if man had come from them, and he said yes. They had come here 200,000 years ago and created mankind by combining their DNA with our primate ancestors. I wanted to know...
Oh, same old story. That's what they all say.
Right?
Get out of here.
I wanted to know why they looked especially similar to me more than other humans, and he stated... that many males of their kind found female humans attractive and mated with them. This directly passed on some of their physical features to the Nordic people.
You know what? That one French guy would disagree, because he had that tale of the space Asians and the space blacks and the space Jews all coming together on planet Earth, some fucking Nordics. Get out of here.
I wanted to know why they looked especially similar to me, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to know more, but they declined to say, and they said it was time for me to get back. Then again, I blacked out instantly, waking up by the extinguished campfire, clothes on, and shivering. I understand this sounds absolutely ridiculous and very impossible, but it happened. I don't know what to do. I've been completely lost since the encounter, but I already feel a bit of relief after posting my story. Hot diggity dog. That one is cookie cutter. You, my friend, dealt with the Nordics, and surprise, surprise, we came from their wieners.
Wow.
It's kind of like the old story of the Nephilim, right? Like demons mated with humans, and Bob's your uncle. Or a demon would be your uncle.
Hey, we came from somebody's wiener. Wow. Imagine that.
Right? All right, buddy. Popcorn, your turn.
Weird creature in the middle of the road. I'm from Indiana. And a couple of years back, my mother was driving my sister and I to school. To set the stage, it was a foggier morning, and it was on a stretch of road with forest on one side and a cornfield on the other. Oh. Out of the blue, this creature that we couldn't identify ran across the road, causing my mother to slam the brakes. It looked about the size of a grown man and was covered in dark hair. It was bipedal, but it was lopping really oddly. Needless to say, it wasn't a coyote, and I've never heard of bears being in central Indiana. Admittedly, it was foggy, so I could have misidentified it.
Very good. What I like is a lot of these stories are much shorter than the first.
Yeah.
It was a shadow human. So this happened a long time ago. I must have been at least 18, but no older than 20. I was sleeping on my back in my bed in my parents' house where I had lived, when suddenly I awoke from a deep, dreamless sleep. Right. I opened my eyes and a male humanoid shadow seemed like it pushed itself up from laying on top of me. It seemed surprised that I woke up, interrupting whatever it was doing. It wasn't anything sexual. If anything, it was, not sure how to describe it, feeding or scanning me. That would make the most sense, though I know both those sort of things are odd. It swooped back down on top of me in a rush, and I fell back asleep instantly. I woke up about 2 hours later than my normal wake-up time, and I felt okay, just a little sluggish, and I never saw it again. Yeah, shadow people are nothing strange to you and I, man. I've seen a lot of bizarre shit and experienced the shadow people phenomenon. The weirdest one, I think I've told on the story on the show before, but we were in Omaha, and Shayla was at a hair show. She was working as a rep for the company. Well, I won't say what company it was. She's working as a rep and also going, I think, for the school she worked at as well. And I remember I went back to our hotel room and took a nap, and this is really fucking bizarre. I'm going to multitask here, but it's actually a really weird anniversary of that actual incident. But I had gone back to the hotel room in the afternoon because I didn't really want to go to the hair show, and I was kind of bored. And at that time, there wasn't a lot to do in Omaha. But anyway, I took a nap in the hotel room, and I had fallen asleep. And I remember waking up and hearing like the weird sound of like buzzing and TV static and just kind of, you know, normal like disarray with different frequencies. And I kind of rolled over and looked at the doorway to the hotel room and noticed this kind of silhouette of a guy wearing your classic, like, you know, long brimmed hat, a little bit bigger than a fedora. And he looked like he was kind of made out of dark TV static. And it almost sounded like, you know, TV, what do you call that? The snow, like a TV channel that you're not quite getting in the static.
And white just noise. Kinda,
yeah, it sounded like bees. And it started walking towards me closer and closer. And right about the time it came right up on me, I kind of like shook myself out of it. And it was gone.
Yeah, so. Jeremy says you can buy drugs in Omaha. So next time you're in Omaha, you're bored. Go buy drugs, loser.
Is that what I should have done? Yeah. Man, I'm trying to remember now when that had happened to me. Here we go. This happened to me September 16th, 2012. And I only know that because on my Facebook, I had drawn a picture of Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire. And I drew that after I kind of woke up from that whole ordeal.
Four down. 13 more to go. It let out a screech. Never had an experience myself, but I do believe in this and similar phenomenon. I'd never spoken with my girlfriend about this sub, unknown humanoids, or paranormal occurrences for that matter. On Friday night, she and I were at a friend's house, and I decided to leave around 1 a.m. It was very foggy outside. Being that we live near rivers and creeks in rural Illinois, not uncommon. She goes to the gas station on her way home to the rural town where we both live in, which is about a block away from each other. I get home. I don't hear from her for a bit until she calls me very shaken up and crying. She says on her drive home, she saw something crouched in the road on the right side. It looked to be fairly small, possibly a child. She rolled down her window and asked if they were okay, and she got no answer, only continued sobbing. She pulls over and gets out of the car, walked up to whatever this was, and attempted to ask if they needed any help. The thing stands up on 2 feet at over 6 feet and lets out a god-awful screech, runs off the road into some pretty dense woods near a tributary of the Cassasaca River. She can't say if it was a boy or a girl, but can't say she's never heard something like that before. She's pretty jarred by the experience. Huh. I just would have hit it with a car. Moved on.
Fuck this like noise. I'm insured.
Yeah. I'm like God sort him out. Run it over. God damn.
Yeah, just don't tell State Farm what you hit. I don't know. I mean, it happened so quick. It let out a bit of a screech, but that's all
it,
I remember.
It was screaming. It was 6 feet tall. Could have been a kid. Could have not have been a kid. I don't know. It was dark. Foggy. You've been there, State Farm. You know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yeah, that shit. Three humanoids in mom's living room. This happened in the middle of the night at my mom's house some years back in Northern California. I was asleep on the floor in the living room, and next to the living room is a room that can be seen through two large windows and French doors. We call this the middle room. Next to that was my mom and stepdad's bedroom. The light in the middle room was left on, partly dimmed, at night. Anyway, I woke up and saw three short gray aliens walking around the middle room. They were about 5 feet tall, had long, skinny arms, and they were wearing dark-colored jumpsuits. The arms stood out to me the most because of how thin they were, with no muscle tone like you'd see on a human. Their eyes looked solid black and were larger than that of a human's, though not as large as shown in some depictions. I don't remember about the nose or the mouth other than those features were very small and not really noticeable. I don't remember any details about the hands either. I wasn't able to sit up.
What the fuck do you remember?
The fucking eyes and the jumpsuits, buddy. Pay attention.
God damn. Well, it was dark. I'm pretty sure they had eyes. I don't really remember. The nose might have been small. I don't really remember. You know what, though? They had jumpsuits, like fucking 70s. They looked like they could have been like little Evel Knievel, but gray aliens, I think. I don't know. Man. It was dark and I was sleepy. I just don't remember.
They were bigger than a bread box and smaller than a car. I don't remember any details about the hands. I was able to sit up part way and I was watching them, but I had no energy to do anything else. They didn't seem to notice that I was watching them. And within a couple minutes, I fell back asleep. I'm guessing that they transmit something to keep everyone passed out, but sometimes it doesn't look... I'm sorry, sometimes it doesn't always work 100%. Here's the kicker, though. In the morning, my mom walks in and said the aliens were there the night before. And then I told her what I saw, and I asked her how many there were and what they looked like. Her description matched what I had seen, so she had other alien encounters, but this was the only time there was another witness, me.
Oh, I get to read The Encounter of Gnomes. Fuck yeah. I'm excited for this. This is good popcorning right here. I don't remember. What is it with these people not remembering shit?
It's tough.
I don't remember it completely, but my grandpa once told us a story about an experience he had while he used to live in a small ranch in Mexico. he was with his older brother. So I think my grandfather was about 12 or 14 at the time, but again, I don't really remember. And while he was with his older brother out in the ranch, they heard something behind some bushes. He said it sounded like singing. Him and his brother both went to investigate it, and when they looked behind the bush, they saw a couple of little people, a.k.a. duendes. That's what they call them down in Mexico. They didn't see my grandpa or his brother, and his brother suggested they both get out of there before they were seen. They returned home, and I'm not sure if they ever saw them again. Fuck yeah, I really like this. I like the duende stories.
Me too.
Fucking evil jungle gnomes fucking shit up.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of like little, like the fae folk down in Mexico, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's one about this time my brother mistook a demon for his pet dog. This happened to my brother, not me, but I remember the night it happened. And it
somebody that remembers something clearly. Fuck. Dude, we're getting better.
It still gives me the chills to this day. I can still remember the sound of him running up the stairs screaming, "No, no, 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 no!" The look on his face and him shaking uncontrollably. It happened about 15 years ago, and this is exactly how he still explains the story to this day. Our parents' old house had a den, which had a few couches and a bathroom, a TV, and a laundry room. My brother and I had all our video game stuff down into the den, our computers, etc. It was basically a room that we only used. One night after a late night of video games, we both took a couch and watched a little TV before calling it a night. I fell asleep and woke up later and went up to my room, leaving my bro still asleep on the other couch. The couch he was laying on was against the wall. While laying back on the couch, you could see the TV, and if you looked straight over your feet, you'd see a very small hallway and a bathroom door, which was open at the time. Now, we had a dog named Candy, a small Springer Spaniel. My brother said he woke up to a noise in the bathroom. The lights were all off in the house, and only street lamps and mood light preventing it from being pitch black. He told me that the noise that he heard was a growl, and he knew it wasn't the dog, but in the moment, he hoped it was. He said he quickly shot up from laying down and could clearly see a small black shadow running in circles on the bathroom floor. Goddamn, right when I said that, my cat jumped up on the back of my chair and started sharpening his fake claws. Whew, spooked me. The bathroom floor was tile, and he would definitely be able to hear a dog's claws as they touched the bathroom floor, especially at the speed he said it was running in circle. But my brother said he heard nothing. So he then called the dog's name, hoping it was her, and that it would stop doing whatever it was doing. "Candy!" he yelled. And as soon as whatever it was heard it, it stopped
candy
immediately.
Candy
He then heard what he explains to be a gurgly growl. And at that point, he knew what he already had known. This wasn't the dog.
Well, that's when you go get a newspaper and roll it up and smack it on the ass and say, "You fucking lay down. Yeah. I'm the dominant one in this situation. I'll kick you outside.
Yeah,
I'll
fuck you, demon. I'm trying to sleep."
You rub its nose in its piss and say, "Don't do it anymore on the carpet." And then you're like, "All right, I'm sorry I yelled at you. Let's cuddle on the couch." That's it. That's okay.
That's how you handle demons.
Yeah.
Whatever it was started growing larger and larger, and soon it took up the entire bathroom with its size. It's funny now, but my brother explained the creature looking like Doomsday from DC Comics. Not to discredit the whole story, but by saying he looked like a comic book villain to a 14-year-old, this was his best comparison to what he saw. He said he didn't remember how he was able to do so quickly, but he ran up both flights of stairs screaming, "No, no, 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 no." He woke up the whole house. Sometimes it still keeps him up at night all these years later. He was never visited by the creature again, and me, being into this sort of thing, was never able to find something that could possibly be what he had saw. It had to be supernatural. It's the house. It was in the house, then disappeared. My only explanation is it was a demon sort of thing. Any help would be appreciated.
Look, I've never found a dog that didn't like me. You could say that I'm a dog whisperer. All dogs love me. And so, you know what? If I woke up in that situation, I just would have ran in there, you know, put the thing in a headlock, and then told it to be good and start giving it kisses on the on its you know, on its head, and then you know, be oh. like, you know, rub its belly, and it would have calmed right the fuck down, you know. And that's how you get a pet demon. Yeah. Ooh, pale skin and dark-eyed humanoids. An investigation shamanic group on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation on Ogallala, Lakota, South Dakota, was called in to investigate and bless a home. The incident began when two sisters observed a black-eyed boy outside the home. Hit it with your car. Not long later, a group of ashen white-skinned children with black eyes were congregating around the property. Again, hit them with your car.
Sounds like the
Grudge. In an attempt to interact with the other children living there. The first two occasions, there were only two of them, and they asked to be let inside. Hit them with your car. The third time, a third one showed up, and this time they asked for blood.
Hit it with your car.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Hit them with your car. They were never granted access to the home. Smart. That's a good one-on-one. The children described their voice as normal, as not normal, robotic, and monotone. Pets also went missing around the time, this time around the property. Ooh, those are fucking fighting. Those are fighting words right there. Yeah. Fuck with my dog, you're getting hit with the car. The parents of the children recalled seeing the spooky children, too. They also claimed to have noticed strange events around their home, including poltergeist activity and the sightings of at least one or two occasions, strange entities that they later thought to be aliens. I'm just saying, everybody go out and get yourself a 1973, 1972 yellow Oldsmobile Delta 88 four-door hardtop coupe, and if you see something strange, hit it with your car. Problem solved.
Oh, shit. Here's a good one. A weird encounter while camping. When I was camping with my family several years ago, my father and I were out walking in the dark with a flashlight when we heard this kind of chirping noise, like a person doing a shitty imitation of a bird call. We stopped and shined our flashlights around and then up into the trees. The flashlight's beam landed on something, maybe 3 feet tall, standing up, humanoid in shape, then crouching with its hands, holding onto the branches. It was hairless and very pale-skinned, pretty much white. Its head was abnormally large, with two huge eyes and bat-like ears. We only saw it for a split second because my dad jerked the flashlight away when he first saw it, and then we tried to find it again with the flashlight, but it was gone without a trace. I asked my dad if he'd ever seen that, and he said no, I hadn't, and we were both perplexed. When I told other people the story, they speculate that it had to have been an owl or some other kind of animal, but my dad and I are both fairly experienced outdoorsmen, and we'd never seen anything that looked like it before or since.
So when you should have got it with your boomstick.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
I went back and double-checked with my mother, and she's fairly certain this took place at a campground near Stanley, Idaho, at Lola Creek. She also told me that we left early because there was something moving around the campsite at night that spooked my dad, which I only just now learned. Good God.
Yeah. A crawler inches from my face. So, this encounter happened around 2 years ago while I was living with my parents in Texas. At the time, I was waking up from a short nap and did not see it as anything unusual. I just figured it was some kind of partially dream or something of the like. I was napping on my bed. In the middle of the day, I can't remember the exact timing of when this took place. As I opened my eyes, I saw for only a second the image of a white humanoid creature kneeling on his haunches looking at me. It couldn't have been that tall since his eyes were only inches above my bed. I could see the top of its knees, which was resting its head against.
Ew.
While I can't remember how any details about its face, somehow that it wasn't entirely right or the lack of a better term. I can't remember even if it had any hair on its head or the color of its eyes, but I can remember that its skin was very, very pale, and it looked as if it were just skin and bones. I don't know why the image of this creature was so vivid, even though I only saw it for a second, but even to this day, it stands out. I've only recently been able to give a name to this thing that I, since I saw a post on this sub describing these types of creatures as crawlers.
I don't know if we ever talked about pale crawlers before, but I know I've got a bookmark somewhere.
Oh, I think we should.
Yeah. I'm an 18-year-old male that has two strange encounters in my life so far. The first being a UFO, and the second is what I'm about to share now. It was around 1 a.m., and I was gaming on my PC since it was a weekend, and I didn't have to worry about waking up for school. I stood up from my desk, and I made my way to the bathroom. Did my business as usual, but I noticed that the window was open. It's one of those windows that you have to slide open and close. Since I live in Australia, it also had mosquito netting. Although it was pitch black outside, during the day it had rained on and off multiple times, and with the wind picking up, I thought I would go close the window in case it started raining again. The window was located directly above the bathtub, so in order to reach it, I had to put one foot inside. This window would always require a bit of effort to close, so as I started to close it, it made its usual sound as it dragged across the frame. Now, before I get into the scary part, I have to explain the layout of the house. This was my old two-story apartment complex, and outside and under the window was a little roof overhang that shields the back door. As soon as the window started to close, I heard two loud footsteps banging on the roof, and then, for a half a second, I saw the silhouette of a humanoid being entirely black go past the window, as if it had jumped. I heard no landing sound, but this was entirely possible since the fence to the left of the bathroom was about 2 meters away and had tall grass on either side. Now, I know it was really dark, but I swear this wasn't a bird or a bat with its outstretched wings. It was definitely humanoid in shape and much too large to be a possum. I instinctively jerked back out of the bathtub and ran into my parents' bedroom, screaming, waking them both up. Now, this is the part that makes me feel sick to my stomach. My parents' curtains were open, which was normal for them, but this means the creature would have been staring into my sleeping parents' room, which also had my 3-year-old sister since their window rested slightly above the overhang previously mentioned. I don't know how I managed to sleep that night. If this was truly an alien, then it had to be about a meter away from me and a wall and the window.
Odd man spotted behind a shed, a.k.a. Sean's uncle, or maybe my uncle, old man hillbilly, pig man. Anyways, almost every week my wife and I go to our friend's house on Friday nights. A few months ago, one of my friends said she had been noticing lights in the sky. She said they were multicolored, red, green, white, blue, in a cross pattern. One night we were hanging out and I had to relieve myself, so I walked to the side of the shed and did what needed to be done. When I looked up, I saw a man. He was about 4 feet tall, pale, white. He had a normal size head for a creature his size, you know, not stereotypical big head, big-eyed grade, and beady eyes. There was no clothing, and while I saw no genitalia, I sort of known he was a he. When he saw that I noticed him, he scurried behind the shed. I went after him, but then when I rounded the corner, he was gone. Since then, I've never seen him one. I've seen him one other time in the same situation. I was taking a piss. Neither time, I was afraid. In fact, I felt certain level of calm and peace, the way you do when you walk out of church or have had one drink past being buzzed. I don't know who he was,
like you right now,
or what he was. But I want to.
Weird imaginary friend and stalker. When I was 10 years old, I had this bizarre ghost girlfriend. I don't remember what her name was, but nowadays I just refer to her as Purity. So Purity was a pale-skinned girl, about the same age as me. She has black, greasy hair, pretty blue eyes, and a slightly dingy white dress that looks like it was made from torn lace. She always mentioned being cold and being from some place with a lot of fog surrounded by trees. living in a half-destroyed house. I remember the house looked like it was burnt down, and specifically, I remember one room having black and white tile, possibly a kitchen. However, my strongest memory of her is how cold she was, and how she always complained about it. This was so unusual about her, the fact that I was really...
Because she was dead. That's why she was cold.
What was so unusual about her is the fact that I was really innocent as a child. I was lonely, sure, but there was no way I would have been able to imagine her since I was too innocent at the time to make up someone as depressing as her. Yikes. She left me after maybe a month or two, and it was when I was about 16 years old, the memory of her had come back to me like a ton of bricks. At the time, I felt a heavy sense of guilt as if I somehow killed her and was borderline obsessed with this girl and who she was. I slowly gave up, but I never quite got off of my mind. I'm 18 years old now, and she seems to come around whenever I'm depressed, and she won't stop accusing me of somehow abandoning her when she needed me the most. I can see a picture of a girl in a white dress without memory of her rushing back. Oh, sorry. I can't see a picture of a girl in a white dress without the memory of her rushing back. Despite all this, I, for some reason, don't want her to leave. I suppose her memory is kind of a comfort to me, that she's always been the only friend I had at the time. It's making me sad that I'm slowly losing memory of her, and I fear I may have already forgotten key parts. The reason I know that her memory is fading is from rereading my old diary entries that mention her and finding key aspects of her that I've already forgotten. This is normal, as I've had memory issues throughout my life, but to this day, I'm still not really sure what she is, though I'm open to any suggestions of what she might have been.
Huh. There was a shadow person in his house. This happened in 1985, about 4 years before people started getting internet access. We had never heard of shadow people or anything remotely similar, and if we wanted to learn about something, we went down to the public library, and I took every opportunity to read about ghosts, vampires, demons, you name it. I grew up in a very negative and angry home, so in retrospect, I can see how something like this came to be in my own home. A friend and I were hanging out at my house, and we decided to leave. I was 2 years under the driving age, but Tom had his license and his own car. We left the house through the kitchen door into the backyard, from which you make an immediate right turn, go through the gate, and you're standing in the driveway. Even though nobody else was home, we typically didn't bother locking the kitchen door because it was a safe, quiet neighborhood, and the door was behind a gate. We went into his car. But as I got in, I remember that he had forgotten something inside. I waited in the car as he went back through the gate into the kitchen. The kitchen was what I believe is referred to as a shotgun kitchen. When you went through the door, you could see the whole length of the kitchen down the entire hallway that ended in a bathroom. Down that hall, the doorway to my bedroom was the first door on the left, and immediately across from it was the doorway to the den with the TV and the sofa. Now, more than 10 seconds after he went in, Tom came flying through the gate faster than I thought he could move. His skin had gone pale, and he was thoroughly terrified. He jumped in the car, turned it over, and hauled ass out of my driveway and wouldn't answer my questions about what the hell was going on until we were gone. He told me that when he went into the kitchen, movement down the hall caught his attention. He said he saw something come out of my room, cross the hall, enter the den. He said it was shaped like a person and it reminded him of a ghost, except that instead of being white, it was black, and that's what scared the shit out of him. I had known Tom for a couple of years prior to this, and being a liar of any kind was just not part of his personality. He just wasn't the type to make things up. I lived in that house for four more years and never saw anything like that myself, but Tom never set foot in the house again. He moved away a couple years after this happened and we lost touch, but a year or two after we moved, he tracked me down and showed up one night while me and some friends were out shooting pool and drinking beers. I asked him about it and he stood by his original count, and I believe him.
Jeez. An alien in the room. Sorry, a bunch of ads popped up and I had to reload the website. I was around 5 and in my bed snuggling to fall asleep. Sorry, struggling to fall asleep. My parents were in the living room up the hall, and I had my bedroom door open with the hall light on to act as a sort of nightlight. I can remember tossing and turning and getting bored because I just wasn't tired. So I sit up, and there in the middle of my room is a silhouette of an alien. Thin body, huge head. Small, too, because it was eye level with me sitting on my bed. I couldn't see any features because a light from the door is behind the figure. But as we stared at each other for what felt like ages, very slowly this thing started to move close to me, lifting its arm, and reached out as if to touch me. I remember blinking hard to see if I was dreaming, and when I opened my eyes, it was gone. Nothing there. I stay sitting up in my bed listening for anything because I'm scared this thing is waiting for me in the hall. I had no fear at all when this whole experience was happening, but now I was terrified and sprinted up the hall to my parents asking them who was in my room. Now I'm 23 and don't remember much past that. We moved house a while later, and after I got seriously ill, funnily enough, the place we moved to had a serious poltergeist problem. And I should submit some of those stories as well.
One down, one to go. Illuminated humanoid in the middle of the river from I Moved to You, My Friend. When I was a very young kid, my grandparents would take me to see family in a town in West Virginia, about 45 minutes away. One night when I was probably 6, we had stayed late and we were coming back in the dark. Right after exiting the town, we drove by a river for a small while. I remember looking over the river, as I always did. I saw this strange figure standing right in the middle. It was a fairly human-shaped, but it was glowing bright white as if it was illuminated. My grandmother was very religious, so in my mind, I ruled it as an angel without wings. As I got older, I began to question it more and more, and couldn't come up with any explanations. At first, I wondered if it had been a reflection, but there are no lights near the river. It could have been light from a flashlight due to its size. This was my last explainable experience. explainable experience, but the next two had nothing to do with humanoids.
Oh, sounds like I need to get a drink. Fuck.
Yeah, and then
I forgot to learn how to read shit.
Quit deep-throating your mic.
Oh, yeah, man.
When I was about 12 years old, I was laying in a bed on Christmas Eve. My bed was exactly opposite my large bedroom window, which gave me a view of the top of our property fence and a very large tree just beyond. It was one of those weird nights where it seems to never truly get dark, and the sky kept a red hue all night. I was past the age of major Christmas excitement, so I fell asleep as normal. I woke up suddenly, though, and fully alert. I was laying on my back, and when I opened my eyes, they met another set of eyes. Outside, sitting in the tree beyond the fence, was what I can only describe as a demon. It's fully fixed on me and not moving. The eyes reminded me of that of a cat, huge, with elongated pupils, yellow, and very iridescent. The body was not large, pretty lean in fact, dark and scaly. It was sitting with its legs pulled up to its chest, kind of in a crouch. This visual has stayed with me so vividly for my entire life, and over 20 years have passed, and I can still see it like it was right in front of me. I felt scared and threatened inside myself. We maintained eye contact for what felt like a very long time, and I don't remember breaking eye contact, saying anything, or seeing it move. It seemed like I just fell back asleep, and at some point, but I kind of doubt it, I wonder if I was somehow hypnotized. I woke up the next day and remembered it immediately. I just knew that it wasn't a dream. It was far too real. And I didn't say anything to my parents at this point, as it was now Christmas Day. But I was sullen, and it affected me greatly. You fast forward to the next Christmas Eve, and every Christmas Eve that followed up until about the age of 18, I fainted every single Christmas Eve for the next 5 years. Fainting was not something I typically did. It was scary in itself, and always the same experience. I would feel the aura, begin to try to run away from it, insensible, and then I would faint and hear symphony music and experience a coma state where I could hear people around me trying to help, but I couldn't react. Eventually, I couldn't keep the secret anymore. I was smart enough to make the connection that I saw this demon and since have fainted daily on the anniversary of the event. I told my parents what I had seen years ago, expecting them to say I was silly or crazy or dreaming. But instead, they met my story stone-faced, and I got to hear their stories. I will add those here as well if my situation draws attention. I'd love to know what any... Oh, never mind. They don't go on to share those stories. Damn, now I gotta find a epilogue here from 4 years ago. Doggone it. Anyway, there you go, guys. Hopefully you sleep well tonight after those 17 tales of terrifying experiences with humanoids. We hope you guys really enjoyed it. Thank you for everybody for chiming in and watching. And I want to give a special shout out here to Azrael Israel, who went on to tell me that he has seen or they have seen something very strange, but then got very cryptic. I'll just go ahead and read these. Blah, 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 blah. I believe so. L-E-L. I have seen shiz. I don't know to that, though. Yeah, and I said, yeah, we're going to need some details, Azrael. Spill the beans. They said, I'm a Jew. I don't know. Like a tomato bun? LOL. I saw shit, though, like how you say, made me feel weird. I wish I could say more, like it did. And I said, yeah, Jewish and Hebrew culture has some pretty fascinating folklore. They replied back, I'm not pushing off. It made me feel weird. I actually died. So, W.E., not lying, I was born, 1985. What the fuck? Lit the nuclear deal. I was born, what the fuck, July 26, 16. So, maybe we'll get a follow-up to that. Who knows?
Yeah. And then over on Kick, Zag, you duck, a fucking bot, decided to say, hello, friend, your stream is doing really well. That's why I followed you. I do see you're streaming a lot, but we're still not affiliated and partnered. Why? Because you, Zabby Dick, can go fuck yourself. I got a proposal for you. I don't think you do. I will share your stream with the Kick community if you hit 1,000 followers with 700 viewers and earn nothing less. Hold on, folks. $1,000 per streaming and enable your sub button. Add me on Discord if you're interested. Ooh, Zabby Dick. I think we're going to have to pass. Hard pass for us. But I tell you what, Zabby Dick, you look like a guy that could want to grow a beard, need a beard. I think you should do yourself a favor and go over to BigDobsBeardBomb.com, and instead of trying to get money out of me, you should go get Dobbs money and use promo code PXLPARA for 20% off your order and give your fake computer bot beard the sheen, the smell, the gloss that it's always wanted. And for a limited time, not only can you get 20% off your order, but if he's got anything left of the classic mint, that thing's almost sold out, and it's shelved. It's gone forever. So do yourself a favor, Zabby Dick. Go over to BigDobsBeardBomb.com and use the fucking promo code. And to you listeners, do yourself a favor. Go use the fucking promo code, PXLPARA, for 20% off your order.
Fuck yeah.
Also, and if you're a robot, a bot, or a fake person trying to get scam us, go get fucked.
Bada boom, bada bing. Also in the Wichita area, please stop by and see our dear friend Leslie and the rest of the gang over at CD Trade Post at Pawnee and Seneca. And also in the Wichita area, stop by Paranormal.cafe and also the Paranormal Egg Experience. And I want to call out a really cool event coming up on October 5th, starting at 9 in the morning. There's going to be a coffee and nightmares with Gage Sears. Sears, author of The Watcher, will be returning to Paranormal.cafe this October on the 5th with a new book of terrifying tales. Similar to last year when he came to the cafe with The Watcher, Gage will now be selling his new book From the Metronome to the Featherpin, a series of anthology stories. Also selling his book The Watcher. So stop by, see him, get yourself a copy of the book. I bet you if you smile real pretty, he'll even sign it for you. But yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that event coming up. Awesome. Hey, we did it, buddy. Another one that reaches to be about an hour. Final thoughts here. If you guys have any of your own paranormal stories, please send them over to pixelatedparanormal@gmail.com. October's coming up. That's when I promised we would do our 9-year anniversary show. So we want to share a bunch of your own stories. So send us your own personal paranormal stories. We'd love to hear it. Love to share. And with that, I'm going to tip back this Moscow Mule and things.
Before you do that, though, Halloween's on a Thursday. Maybe we, like, I got all those, like, haunted Mississippi, haunted South, haunted whatever books, and maybe, like, put together some ghostly stories, and we just do, like, a two-hour kicker on Halloween. It's Thursday night.
That'd be fun, man. We could turn our lights down real low and...
Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds pretty fun. If not on Halloween, maybe the 30th. I'm not quite sure what we're doing on the day, but we'll put a pin in that and come. We'll put a pin in that. So, yeah, but good thinking, buddy. Yeah, I like that. It's a nice 2-hour live stream of just spooky stories.
Yeah.
That we tell.
You know, I'm going to be doing Halloween nothing because my kids don't trick or treat anymore because they're fucking teenagers and they're like, lame.
You know. Here's my thought. If your kids are choosing trick-or-treating over fentanyl, then you're doing something right. I don't think, sorry, that's not towards you, Presto, but I think that, you know, remember, if you got kids out there trick-or-treating and they're clearly middle school and high school aged, you know, at least they chose something, you know, very innocent and fun as opposed to just getting fucking blitzed at a friend's house. So, yeah. With that, I'm going to raise this leftover Moscow Mule and say cheers to the weird shit in the world and those of us that love to talk about it.
Man, stay spooky and stay on the paranormal. Oh, hold on. I got to click this up. Stay spooky.
You idiot.
Stay on the paranormal highway.
The cast at Pixelated Paranormal would like to thank you for listening to this week's episode. Pixelated Paranormal is here to tell you tales of the fantastical, the strange, the unknown. Tales that will move you a little further down the paranormal highway. If you'd like to share your own listener story, we would love to hear it. Email us at pixelatedparanormal@gmail.com. Again, that's pixelatedparanormal@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Pixelated Paranormal, your guide to the unusual and the strange.